Now, an American news story with a global reach. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state will no longer accept new refugees. He notified Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a letter on Friday. Abbott is the first governor to take advantage of an executive order signed by President Trump in September. The order allows states to opt out of the U.S. Refugee Resettlement Program. Cindy Huang is from Refugees International, an NGO that works on resettlement worldwide. She says this is the latest example of the U.S. stepping back from its role as a global leader on refugee issues.
Since 1980, the U.S. has taken in 3 million of the more than 4 million refugees who have been resettled worldwide. So the U.S. historically has played a leading role and unfortunately has taken a turn away from that.
What countries around the world are leading on refugee resettlement and what are the numbers?
In 2018, Canada, for the first time, resettled more refugees than the United States did. The United States continues to be the leading provider of humanitarian assistance. But on the diplomatic front, you may recall that in 2016, there was a process to create a global compact on refugees. And that was really to have an honest conversation about the scale of the crisis and see how we could coordinate better with other countries. And in the end, only the U.S. and Hungary did not sign on. That's another piece of evidence that it's not only around resettling refugees, which is a very small percentage of refugees worldwide ever even have the chance to be resettled, but the U.S. is also stepping back from engaging in the broad range of diplomatic and other aspects of addressing refugee crises.
So with Texas becoming the first state to opt out of the refugee resettlement program, does that mean that no refugees will be settled in Texas?
The intent of Governor Abbott sending that letter would mean that at least for the next year, no refugees would be directly resettled there. However, it's important to note that three resettlement agencies are currently in the process of claiming that this executive order is unlawful. And last week, there was a hearing for a preliminary injunction to suspend the implementation of the executive order that gives governors and county executives the right to, quote unquote, veto the acceptance of refugees in their state.
Now, what happens to the refugees who would have been resettled in Texas and are now not going to be? Will they be absorbed by other states in the U.S.?
It's possible, and in fact, Governor Abbott noted that once a refugee comes to the U.S., they're free to move to other states. However, when a refugee is resettled in a particular community, there's a lot of support that's designed around that, you know, to help them find a job, learn English, have people play with their kids. And if a refugee goes to another state and then moves to Texas, they won't have that same level of service.
The global refugee crisis is something we've been talking about for years. Looking at it right now, has it crested or are the numbers likely to get bigger?
They're likely to get bigger for a number of reasons. And, you know, we need to look no further than in Latin America, in a country like Venezuela, where we don't see a solution to the root causes of the crisis. And so I think that's where, when I was speaking about U.S. retrenchment in leadership, and of course, the U.S. leadership has never been perfect, but without that role in trying to find more sustainable solutions to resolving conflict, it's not a positive trajectory that we're likely getting on.
Cindy Huang is the Vice President for Strategic Outreach at Refugees International. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.